I'm in Pontivy to talk to Sarah Massingham about the project Solidar, which actually takes place in Roanne, but I think is spreading its wings now.
Yeah.
So Sarah, how did this project start and how are you involved?
Well, it started a couple of 3 years ago, and it was the brainchild of Michel Emelon. He grew up not being able to access art as a child, and that worried him. He wanted to be involved in art from a young age, but his family didn't have the means in order to be able to do it. So he said, one day when I'm older, when I've got the money, I'm going to open an art school. And he also, with his work, he spent a lot of time in the United Kingdom, and he visited many charity shops and liked this idea, the charity shop system where things are recycled, and then money, obviously in England, the money is used for particularly medical charities and so on. But he liked the idea of putting these two thoughts together. The idea of an art school which was accessible to as many people as possible, and the idea of using a charity shop to fund this idea. And so that was how the Solidar came to be born in Rouen, where Michel lives. Michel was funding through the financing from the shop, the charity shop which he opened. He was funding various different art teachers to come to Rouen to introduce art to different people. At the moment we have painting and drawing classes which are very, very popular. There's a website, Solid Art website, and that gives you all details of the classes. But also if you just turn up, you will be warmly welcomed. But if you turn up at the shop in Rouen, it's in the centre of Rouen, in the old electrical shop in the centre, they can give you all the times and the details of the opening.
So do the shops, being charity ones, do they have a special rent that they would, a lower rent that they would pay?
I believe so. I believe there's been some negotiation with the local mayor. The shop is staffed by volunteers who are amazing. There's an amazing team of English and French volunteers who give up their time to sort all of the donations, and that's no mean task.
So what about funding? Are the classes, do you pay for your classes?
Yeah, the classes, primarily the funding comes from the finance from the shop, but people are asked to contribute, and it's a very negligible amount. Well, I say that, I'm the luxury of my work, but it's 3 or 4 euros an hour for an art class, which isn't a huge amount. But Michel does operate under the discretion that if he feels somebody is in difficulty but really would benefit from the art therapy, if you like, the art classes, then he can be negotiated with.
Right, that's extremely generous of him, isn't it?
It is.
Reflecting his own needs, in a way.
Absolutely. He was very much disadvantaged, he felt, as a child, that he couldn't. He desperately wanted to have more art in his life, and he couldn't. And so now he wants to be able to give that back to people who are in similar situations.
Brilliant. So how are you actually involved?
All right, I got involved because I saw the poster about pottery, and that reminded me of lessons when I was at secondary school and the catastrophe art things that I made that my mother scooped up and said were wonderful.
As mothers do.
And loved them to bits and kept them until, I think, the last move. So it was the art classes, the pottery class that interested me, and so I went along and I said that, and I joined the pottery class, and also tried to give my time to this association when I can. But I work full time, community service, your civic service, sort of getting involved and integrating into the local community. Everybody pulls together. A couple of weeks ago we had a massive destockage. Looked like an enormous sort of jumble sale, but it was all free, so there's no worrying about, you know, the cash or anything like that. And the number of people that were there to help was just amazing. And because they're all inspired by Michel, who wanted to give his time wanted to give his interest in art to other people.
It does seem to me from my visit the other week to that it's a very integrated community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that once very you've got that strength, it keeps the town vibrant.
Yes, yes, it does. I mean, the shops are occupying two premises which were empty, and there's a third premises that we use for the workshops. And again, that was... It was privately owned, not owned by the commune, but it's a building that was empty. So thanks to Michel's Solidart Association, three empty premises are now lively and used.
Which makes all the difference in the town. There's nothing more sad, really, than when you see that most of the shops are closed.
Absolutely. Another of Michel's projects is the photographs along the canal and round the centre of the town. Old photographs showing the commerce, the businesses as they used to be. And those are all around the centre. So he's put those up each year to animate the area for people.
It's excellent. Well, thank you very much,
Sarah,
for your time. I'm
My
sure
pleasure.
You've enjoyed a little bit of break from